So as I considered this and couldn't find rest, I remember back to some of the liturgical services that I've been at over the years. And there's often a time when members from the community or clergy member will make an intention or a prayer on behalf of the whole group. Collectively, members from the congregation will sometimes respond together with statements like, "Lord, hear our prayer." And so in the spirit of our shared humanity, I offer us a solidarity prayer, an alternative liturgy in a time of uncertainty. So my wife, Felina, is joining me, and we're going to read this call to solidarity in a time of distress as a guided meditation. Hopefully this is something that you can use personally as things continue to feel uncertain, unstable, or maybe this is something that you can use with the community. And so lots of us aren't going to be able to adjust to the new reality without each other. So right now, let's make an intention of hope and resiliency for those out there aching the uncertainty of how vulnerable we all are, specifically for some of the most susceptible among us. You are not alone.
We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help.
For the parents of newborns who feel the sadness of not being able to introduce their babies to friends and family because of social distancing.
You're not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For retired folks who are already struggling to get by, but now watching their shaky financial futures vaporize with every hit the stock market takes.
You're not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For everyone getting married over the next few months, try to remember you're not celebrating alone, even if your community can't be there for the ceremony.
You are not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the refugees trying to make sense of all this chaos in a foreign country and a language that's often difficult to comprehend.
We're not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the small business owners who are forced to close shop out of service to our collective health, but will struggle to stay in business once this is all passed.
You are not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For single parents who are already under-supported and overworked.
You are not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the 20-plus million kids in the U.S. who need public school meal assistance just to get one or two hot meals a day, and for their parents who are suffering the pain of seeing their kids go hungry.
You are not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the activists, charities, and nonprofit organizations fighting to build a better world, one donation at a time while watching their funding thin out.
You are not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the elderly and assisted living communities who fear they may never see their family again.
You are not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the authors, artists, musicians, speakers, and everyone else in the gig industry whose livelihood is dependent on events that have been canceled.
We're not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the immunosuppressed and immunocompromised who fear running down to the market to buy the basics so they can get by just one more day.
You are not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the undocumented who have been illegalized by an unjust and unwelcoming system, who fear applying for assistance at the risk of deportation.
You are not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. for those who are incarcerated and concerned for their own health and their isolated communities are worried they may lose loved ones they'll never see again.
You are not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the flight attendants and local grocers who graciously serve all their customers while making themselves vulnerable.
You're not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the hospice workers who wrestle with the risks of showing up or not showing up to care for their patients and the difficult consequences of either choice.
You are not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the chefs, bartenders, delivery folks, dishwashers, hosts and hostesses, line cooks, servers, and all the hospitality industry who've prepared and provided meals for us, but are about to lose their jobs.
You are not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the parents whose employers won't make concessions for you to stay home with your children, who now aren't able to attend their own schools.
You're not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help. For the healthcare professionals who put themselves in risk to care for the suffering bodies of our collective humanity.
You're not alone. We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help.
For every single one of us who will lose a loved one, a friend, a family member, or a partner to this virus and will be forced to grieve alone.
You are not alone.
We're in this together. We'll do everything we can to help.